You're listening to the Jason Greger Show podcast, brought to you by Lakewood Chev, where right now the Canada-wide clearance is on. Rates as low as 0% for 84 months, OAC, only at Lakewood Chev. Mel Lubomack joins us once again to talk a little boxing. Mel, Struds actually went to Jelena's last fight at KO and got a table and was kind of blown away by the atmosphere.
Yeah, I got Mel, it was unbelievable. I had such a great – I'd been before and I'd sat in the Dreadnought Mission, which was interesting. But now to go, and I went with my wife and a few other couples, and we had a fantastic night sitting around, and it was relaxing. The food was good. The fights were fantastic. Obviously, seeing Jelena do what she did was great. But I've been wanting to tell you and sending you a text, but it was such a great experience. It was absolutely fantastic. So I think it's not just for males. I think it's a nice night out for couples as well.
It is. A lot more females are coming out, not just because females are fighting now and stuff and Jelena on the card, but a lot more wives are deciding to come because at the table, you dress up, you come, you have a nice meal, have a couple drinks and just enjoy the night. So a lot of females are coming lately because they enjoy the atmosphere of it.
Now, let's talk about this card. Very much like an international world card. You got guys from India and Greece and Russia and all over. So I know you've talked a lot about wanting to bring in, you know, more quality fighters. You definitely touching every area of the globe for this one.
Yeah, we did. It was. It was, like you said, from India, from Greece, from Russia, Kazakhstan. You know, at the moment, we are having a little bit of visa issues with the Kazakhstan and the Russian guy because of the fact they went home for the summer to spend some time with their family and train there, and Canadian government, or immigration. You know, we are working on it, and hopefully everything will be okay for Friday night, but this is the kind of situation that you have when you're bringing people in from outside of Canada.
Yeah, well, and Artur Zizadinov, he moved to Montreal, though, over a year ago, right? So he's been living there.
Yeah.
You mentioned he went home, and so there's still troubles, even though he just went home for a bit?
Yeah, and the coach and everything. So, you know, I don't know the exact situation of why they're holding them up and stuff like that, but they both, Artur and Sedradine, they have been in Montreal for a while. That's where they've been training. That's where they turn pro. They're signed with Eye of the Tiger Management and Promotions, which I work with really closely. So we wanted to start kind of co-promoting them back and forth. And our tour was on our last card. Jason Strudwick there.
Yes.
Jason Greger. You would have seen him on the last card.
Yeah.
He was a cruiserweight kid. I mean, so many people were impressed with him because he's so young but strong and very, like, poised. So, you know, we want to keep bringing them back, but obviously this is a little bit of a situation. If it happens that he's not on the card, definitely I see it being for our December card or our March card of next year.
Talking boxing with KO Boxing's Mel Lubomack. Now, Mel, kind of give us some insight into how a card comes together and how that planning and finding matchups that are going to interest crowds.
Okay, well, I have to color my hair every 2 weeks because of the stress.
Sure.
You know, the gray hairs are starting to come in because it's ridiculous. The way that you do it, you kind of have your stable that KO Boxing has.
Okay.
So I look at that. I look at which ones are going to be fighting on this particular card or whatever card I'm putting together, and just kind of go and see the ratings for around the world of where there is, what kind of weight. So, for instance, someone like Cam O'Connell, who's the main event, he's 16-2, he's a lightweight. So 135-pounders, that's more South America, like Mexico and things like that, and that's why you kind of have to bring in the Mexicans for him and stuff like that. The heavier guys, you start looking at Europe and other places. So you just kind of start looking at it that way, narrowing it down, you know, negotiating it. There's a lot of matchmakers around the world that you kind of hit up, or managers, and say, okay, would your guy be interested? And you go from there.
You have a few guys from Edmonton on this card, and Santoro and Robbie Cuisine. They're both in four rounds in the super featherweight and lightweight division, respectively. Then you get into, you know, the eight and the six rounds, which usually means a more experienced fighters, of course. You know, and that's where Flavio Micco comes in, taking on Morales out of Mexico. And then Cam O'Connell out of Red Deer, taking on in your main event. It's at the light heavyweight, eight rounds. Kind of... handicap that one between O'Connell and Laguna?
Well, I mean, O'Connell signed to me, so I'm going to say, yes, O'Connell's going to win that. But the thing about Laguna is he's had a lot of fights, and his last fight, his last outing was in Quebec, which he fought this guy, Rudy Pierre-Paul. And Rudy Pierre-Paul and Cam O'Connell are eventually probably going to have to fight each other, and they both have similar records. And that went to a draw. So that just shows that Laguna, you know, he should be able to keep in the ring with Cam and go the distance, and really it's up to the judges where it happens there. I'm assuming that it's going to go the distance just because of the comparison, but, you know, knockouts are great for the fans, so.
Oh, it's fun to watch. There's no doubt, and the energy in the building is fantastic in all the fights. So, looking at that main event, when you look at it, is there an area that you think that maybe Cam he'll be challenged in, and he hasn't been challenged so far with this opponent via compared to others?
Well, his last two opponents that he had, they were Canadian guys, and they are top prospects in North America, not just in Canada. So, I think they were his toughest up until this point. With Laguna, I think the experience is going to step in. He's also a fighter that's traveled around the world to fight. So, you know, that kind of stuff plays into effect where a fighter like that is used to doing that. See, when Cam fought and lost his last fight against one of the Canadian guys, he was traveling outside of his home base. So I think that kind of threw him off. But someone like Laguna is used to this. So that will definitely play into his benefit. I see it as something that's probably going to go the distance, but I do hope for a knockout just because, like I said, the fans do enjoy that.
Now, what about, you know, you mentioned Akhmadov out of Montreal. Now, he's had a ton of amateur fights, but at the pro level, you know, he doesn't have nearly as many as Rome. Is that a concern when you look at pro fights, the amount of them compared to one guy, if one guy has 15 more pro fights than another one, even though one guy had like 150 amateur fights?
Well, Cedric Dean has actually 240-11. So he had 240 wins with 11 losses as an amateur in Europe, which is crazy. That's like almost saying 500 wins with one loss in Canada. So, you know, he has an amazing, amazing amateur record. So when you're looking at that, to put him in with someone that's also 3-0 or even 4-0 or 5-1 or anything like that, I think that he would have too much experience for that. And it would work in, you know, too much into his benefit. And no one wants just a one-round knockout either. Like, these guys need to have some experience in the ring and do some rounds. So, you know, it's scheduled for 8 rounds. And when we decide to match make these kind of things, the opponent, we did think that he needed someone that was more experienced, that has been in the ring, and that way we could see where he's at as well.
Now, 230 amateur fight. Why so many amateur fights? Why wouldn't he have turned pro earlier?
He's only like 20 years old right now.
What? He's been fighting since he was 10?
Right.
Double headers on the weekends or what? How does he get? How does a person get to that many? And then is that super high for any amateur athlete at 20 years old?
It is, when you compare it to Canadians or even North Americans with the U.S. and stuff like that, it is quite high. It is a lot. It's a very impressive record for anyone to look at. I don't care who you are in boxing. When you hear a 240-11 amateur record, you're like, wow, this guy is something. So it's very high. I think that in Europe they're more active and there's a lot more different amateur fights and bouts going on, so you're able to be on a lot more cards. And with amateurs, you can pretty much fight every weekend. In Canada, there isn't, you know, we only have a certain amount of provinces, and each province has their own amateur program, so you're kind of fighting between each other maybe 2-3 times a year if you're lucky. So it's not as many opportunities as they do in Europe.
Mel, and lastly, what about, what's a, I know you work closely with Jelena, any fights coming up she's scheduled for?
Well, we did have something that was scheduled in Europe in November. They have recently decided to change their mind on that and not send a contract and all that kind of stuff. So we went through all the negotiations and we're waiting for a contract, and that didn't happen. We're definitely going to work on something else for her and see where we can take it. Possibly, you know, it could be in North America, it could be in Europe. At the moment, I'm not too sure, but we will start working on something for her. And then go from there. I mean, I know the crowd here loves her. Obviously, you know, you could see that in the last event in April. That was huge. People support, especially because it was her 50th fight. So I know she has to defend her title. So if she has to defend her title and she doesn't defend it somewhere else, then, you know, we'll have to look at it to do it here within the year or something. But at this point, I don't have anything confirmed.
Mel, good luck on Friday night. Enjoy the fights.
All right. Thanks, guys.